Email to Deputy Terry Klinkhart of the San Bernardino County Sheriff Office. Written by Peacemaker James Martin Driscoll on the 3rd of January 2018. Deputy. For betterment of time and understanding, the text of this email has already been converted to spoken voice narrative for a read-alone follow if you like. Click dash dash here dash to open the audio MP3 of this spoken voice narrative of this email complete or continue to read on. Thank you. When you and I met last face to face before today, there was an offense. Of one of what I call your posse who violated the stated position of this home's owner. My mother Veronica Driscoll. You really need to have a consideration of moral responsibility here. The man who violated the rights and offended this house's dignity and honor oh hold all members respected remains open for corrective adaptive action. You really can't apologize as a proxy in this case if you don't realize that the apology is more directed to my mother and admit that you all come under the influence of the number cramobone as one bad makes all look bad. The call recording I made to your office is now filed here. http://mim.gru.net/percent/23cramobone-the.bad/percent/23tracy.k-linkhart-de-p-sheriff-san-bernardino-county/call recordings/90938730102011-22-underscore-16-44-38.mp3. If this apology that is just deserved by a response of the voicemail I left and not many weeks later by me showing up in the lobby of your work location. So, number one, your apology was not freely offered, and number two, you are making it to the wrong person. Your half attempt to apologize for the action other person is incomplete. That is why you were downstaged to number cramobone the dot bad at the end of the year. And if this matter is not prompt to correct, I guarantee that you will not like the placement of what I will offer you here by URL name reference alone. You are on the hook by your own means of calling card left during your first visit. Are you going to understand these things, or are we going to assume you are a complete idiot to not have attempted to call me to apologize on behalf of your posse, which I would have accepted without the other involvement? Now, we need both you and the other man to apologize to my mother for now offending comments that I know you know what I know I hold that you know I hold dash that I know what the fuck I am talking about, and you keep having to downplay a statement you're right back to me to lessen the blow impact. But I am not like any other person that you have ever met, and there is no little matter too less of a bother to not fix as weighty truth. This matter of needing a search warrant and the violation that occur is such weighty truth. This needs to be corrected by an apology to my mother by the midnight the date of my first court date January 16, 2017. If this apology is not made before court date, then two things will occur. Number one. You will be filed at this location. This URL serves content. http://terrykinkhart.fuckeduphuman.net. If can also be stated as one of the following paths. http://fuckeduphuman.net/persons. There are contents there that is indexed as index/persons. Parent directory. Angela.Elizabeth.Keaty/Donald.John.Trump/Jennifer.Maddox/Kevin.Christopher.McMahill/Shannon.Renee.Southall/. Number 2. After court date with no verbal apology, a written letter of apology will have to then serve to release the hold that your name will be placed among these few dishonored souls along with all of the content that is currently just filed as number cramobone the .bad. You must comply to commons. http://community.gruwup.net/words-to-live-by. With spoken voice text and source credits of these words. I am following these words literally to the exact moment by moment of our human events. Art thou dejected? Is thy mind o'ercast? To chase thy gloom. Go fix some weighty truth. Chain down some passion. Do some generous good. Teach ignorance to see, or grief to smile. Correct thy friend. Befriend thy greatest foe. Be just in all things. Make amends. For follies past, and, with warm heart. Forgive, and be forgiven. Let work not words. Thy virtue prove. Go act as well as prate. And then thy counsels will be strong. Thy reprimands avail. Anon. The province of the historian is to gather the threads of the past ere they elude forever his grasp and weave them into a harmonious web to which the art preservative may give immortality. Therefore he who would rescue from fast-gathering oblivion the deeds of a community and send them on to futurity in an imperishable record should deliver a plain unvarnished tale. 1-2. About, to live by. These words above appear in these titled publications. Many Thoughts of Many Minds. Compiled by H. Southgate. By Henry Southgate, 1862. http://books.google.com/books?id=50ACAAAQAAAJ. Treasury of Wisdom, Wit, and Humor, Odd Comparisons and Proverbs. 1891, Quotations, English. http://books.google.com/books?id=7840AAAMAAJ. Exercises, Rules, and Hints on Elocution. http://books.google.com/books?icmcaaaqaaj. George Walter Bainham, 1881. The Poetical Works of Milton, Young, Gray, Beattie, and Collins. http://books.google.com/books?id=vig-aaaaaj. John Milton, Edward Young, Thomas Gray, 1836. History of the Counties of McKean, Elk, Cameron, and Potter. http://books.google.com/books?id=k9awqaamaaj. J.H. Beers and Co., 1890. Much Instruction from Little Reading, or, Extracts from Some of the Most Approved Authors, Ancient and Modern. http://books.google.com/books?id=y0alaiaaj. 1827. Treasury of Wisdom, Wit, and Humor, Odd Comparisons and Proverbs. http://books.google.com/books?id=usaaiaaj. Adam Wool Beaver, Comp Adam Wool Beaver, 1881. The Works of the Rev. Drive. Edward Young, Volume 3. http://books.google.com/books?id=040AAAAJ. Edward Young, 1811. Elegant Extracts, Volumes 1 to 2. http://books.google.com/books?id=vj4uaaiaaj. Vices Imus Knox, 1809. Paradise Lost, in 12 Parts. http://books.google.com/books?id=ckq1aaaaaj. John Milton, Edward Young, 1849. Poems Divine and Moral, many of them now first published. http://books.google.com/books?id=k0b2itelvobgc. 1821. The Cynosure, being select passages from the most distinguished writers. http://books.google.com/books?id=jt8saaiaaj. 1837. The Essays of George Eliot. http://books.google.com/books?ISBN=1406851086. George Eliot, Nathan Shepherd, 2009. Ravensdale, A Tale, Volume 2. http://books.google.com/books?id=c8wwaqaamaaj. Robert Thine, 1845. The Universalist Leader, Volume 35, Issue 43. http://books.google.com/books?id=ztxmaaamaaj. 1932. And many other publications can be found by a Google Books search Go Fix Some Weighty Truth 5. More information can be found / discussed at this link. Wiki World. Words to Live By. At Grow Up 2012. Great Reasons Us Will Unite Peace. Copyright 2012 by James Martin Driscoll, all rights reserved. Contact email. Words to Live EB-webpage inquires @gruwup.net.